3. Excited. Life along the Erie Canal was changing too quickly. The new was rushing forward. Waves of prosperity buoyed some and left others to founder. Social status was growing more slippery, class distinction sharper. Money was the new idol, land speculation a national obsession. Fortunes were made and lost with shocking suddenness. Uncertainty generated resentment. The pace of change made citizens sensitive to anything that challenged revered values. Scandal raised the specter of conspiracy. Anxiety turned to fear. In 1826, the popular and respected Freemasons could hardly imagine that they were about to become the targets of public wrath. Their members occupied offices at all levels of government. New York Governor DeWitt Clinton held the title of General Grand High Priest of the General Grand Royal Arch Chapter of the United States. Andrew Jackson, the war hero who had run for president in 1824, was a Mason. So was Henry Clay, the Secretary of State. But a storm was bearing down on the Brotherhood. In May 1826, William Morgan began writing his Illustrations of Masonry by one of the fraternity who has devoted 30 years to the subject. The title was Hyperbole, the book, an account, without commentary, of the first 3 degrees of the order: Entered Apprentice, Craft Mason, and Master Mason. On hearing of the project, local Masons inserted a notice in the Canandaigua paper that publicly labeled Morgan a swindler and a dangerous man. The Leroy New York chapter appointed a vigilante committee, assigned, in case of emergency, to guard the institution from imposition. Locals still breathed the air of the wilderness, including a tendency toward mob justice. As the project moved forward that summer, Western New York Masons turned rabid. Samuel Green, a Batavia politician, attended a Masonic meeting and reported that he never saw men so excited in my life. Committees were appointed to do this and that, and everything went forward in a kind of frenzy. Publisher David Miller, when he began the process of printing Morgan's tome, stocked his shop with firearms, including 20 rifles, half a dozen pistols,